Hey folks, and welcome to our off week update of So How Was Your Weekend?
Off week update! Sorry, I just felt like doing
that was pretty great. It could be the new intro sound going forward.
I feel like we're onto something.
Patent pending.
Patent pending. Wow, it's been a while for that too.
Yeah.
Everything's coming full circle and coming right back to where we should be.
As it does.
Mm-hmm.
So can I ask you the most boring question in the world?
Absolutely.
So how was your weekend?
Oh my gosh, it was so good. For those followers that we have out there across all the social medias that we have, you probably noticed I sent a barrage of TED Talk and TEDx Keene 2017 hashtags out there. And I know you love those.
You sure did.
I did. This past weekend, as Shannon knows rhetorically, I was invited to a TED Talk. I was one of 85 attendees to a TED Talk, so it was an honor to be there. But I made some friends, got recognized, more people followed, and had some great conversations with folks out there. And I had a blast.
That's awesome.
It was great.
That is an interesting thing to do on a weekend.
It was. And one of the questions I got from someone who recognized me asked whether or not you were there so whether they thought they would be part of the podcast. So Brian, if you're out there, he introduced himself and came over and said they liked listening to the show. You made the cut, man. You're out there, so.
What up, Brian? You know, I wasn't there, but I knew that you were there, and so while I was running, I listened to TED Talk podcast, so, you know, I was there in spirit.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
So it was a great day. I was happy to be part of it and sort of see all the movers and shakers. Not that I feel like I'm one of those, but there was a lot of really cool people there.
Was the crowd older, younger, around?
It was pretty diverse.
Great.
It was pretty diverse. So one of the presenters was a junior in college, and then there was another presenter was fairly old, so they had sort of...
There was nothing I was doing as a junior in college that would have allowed me up on a stage sharing my thoughts with anyone. That's very impressive.
It was very cool. Yeah. So,
I guess that person is doing, like, the more studying, less vodka drinking major.
Right. So, just to go into that, her name was Mackenzie Donovan, and she is a dog trainer and is training her dog, and she's been training her dog for 10 years. To smell out the ash borer beetle, right? So it's an invasive species that's come over on shipping crates.
Oh, have I maybe seen signs about that hanging on trails and stuff?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So her dog is trained to sniff out trees with those instead of using technology or genetically modified things like wasps.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love when people are... put their dogs to hero work.
Right.
It makes me happy.
Yeah, and so actually one of the TED tweets I sent out during that day was one of her quotes, which was, the things that you may be looking for may already be here. So instead of using technology, maybe think about dogs or things that have already existed to try to solve problems. So, shout out to her.
It's a good thesis. I like it.
It's true. But this week, for our short, intermediate, Monday, off-week stuff, we're really... putting out Boga, which I know you love.
Yeah, Boga, also known as David Bowie Yoga.
Mm-hmm.
That will be coming out next week, which is very exciting because we did that a while ago. So I'm excited for talk of it to get out into the world. And coincidentally, Bowie Yoga was a fundraiser for your Boston Marathon organization, and the episode will be coming out on...
Yeah, on Marathon Monday. Wasn't quite
that's
planned,
right.
But that's the way it did come out. Yeah, so the fundraiser that I did, which you guys can still check out on Crowdsource. So if you look up Craig Roach and the Burger Brigade, I'm raising money for local nonprofits to be redistributed throughout Boston. And one of the events that we did was the David Bowie Yoga. And, oh man, I was talking about that with Brian, who I introduced. I was like, hey, you know, we got David Bowie Yoga coming out. And it was, and I connected it to contra dancing in my awkwardness of my body.
Yeah, the things that require movement seem to scare you the most.
Yeah, and I move all the time.
Right, but precise, dictated movements seem to be a little... You know, you're all wily, moving around all the time.
My arms are flailing right now.
And I think you don't like when people tell you what to do.
I could... Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I can go in on that.
See, I like it. Because I tell people what to do all day. I can get down with a yoga or a dance class. Just tell me what to do.
You're just flipping roles.
Yep. So, yeah, Marathon Monday, David Bowie yoga. Craig will be running the marathon when you're listening next week.
That's true. Yeah, it'll be released. So if you are in near the Boston area and you're going to the marathon, there's thousands of people. But if you happen by chance to see a runner, 3,000, no, 30,000, I'm sorry, I'm really bad at numbers. 30611. That's the way I'll do that.
30611. Make a sign.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Shout out Craig while he's running.
I am not trained for this one. I've run six or seven or eight of these, and I've trained much more.
So you need all the support you can get from the sidelines. Yes.
And even if there's some Bud Light passed out on the
side,
I'll be powered by Bud Light, and we can say that you did it.
So, you know, I might be able to help out with that, too. While I am not running the marathon, I may be in Boston doing this event. It's a midnight marathon ride.
Ooh.
Where I guess it could be a future podcast episode. I don't want to give out too many details, but a bunch of people ride the marathon route at midnight, the night before the marathon.
So cool. They did something like that when I went to the Tour de France a couple times. So when it ends in Paris, they do something called the Tour de France, but like it's Tour de Flat, so they go around the places in Paris on bikes, and they just shut it down. So it's a big mob scene.
That's like, really cool.
Critical Mass, I think, is like a big bike group that does that.
Everybody's... I'm not sure who organizes this, and I'm not sure how big it'll be. It should be interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, cheer us on. If you're out at midnight, or if you're just watching the parade, or the parade.
Sure.
The marathon. So I think the next thing we should probably get into is a little bit of listener mail. So we've been getting feedback from a bunch of people, and it's been surprising to me that how many people that I know and sort of third party know, like one offset, are listening. Like my mother-in-law apparently listens, which is very interesting.
Right. There are people that I would think have no interest in hearing the sounds of our voices and still have tuned in.
Yeah, and told us that they like it and love it. But we got a listener mail from someone in Brattleboro, Joni. Who gave us a little bit of information on Head the Harris Hill ski jump.
Yes, we have some more connections than we knew.
Right, so the husband of someone that we work with retired the cup, which I guess is local people who jump and win it every year. They get a cup, but I guess he did it 3 years in a row. And then after that, he said, no more, I'm not going to come back and do it. So he retired the cup and they started a new one. And there was a kid?
There was a kid who we saw ski jumping. And remember, we had said a lot of the people were from foreign countries or from other states. That 11-year-old that we thought was super cool apparently is from the town of Brattleboro.
All right.
So,
and that's why the Harris Hill ski jump exists, for that boy.
Hey, I'm down with that.
That's pretty cool. So our next event is a little bit unique, but we're looking for listener feedback.
Yes, this is where you all come in. We have decided our next event is going to be sober karaoke, and we need you to participate.
Right, we are going to be doing some sober karaoke. Shannon can sing. I cannot sing. In fact, she has told me that I can't sing, which I'm clearly not over yet. So doing this sober is more anxiety-ridden for me.
Sometimes you can sing.
Sometimes I do the act of singing.
And sometimes you can't. It depends on the song.
Yeah. Anyways, so we're looking for your song suggestions of the ones that we should sing.
I'm thinking we, as a requirement to have completed sober karaoke, we probably need to sing a duet, and then we each need to sing a solo. I think that's the minimum requirement.
I think we should sing Islands in the Stream. from Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers?
I don't think I know that.
Yes, you do. I'm not going to sing. I was so close to singing Dolly Parton's part.
Yeah, save that for sober karaoke.
Hold on to it. So, yes, any one of the platforms of social media that we have, send us your suggestions, and we'll take a look at them. And you know what? I should pick yours, and you should pick mine.
Based on the requests.
Based on the requests.
Sure, I think that's a great plan.
And so if you want to say, like, this one for Craig or this one for Shannon, or just send in songs in general, that'd be fine. But I think that's what the way we should do it.
All right, you heard that, folks.
Yeah.
So when you send in your request, specify whom you want to see perform or hear about performing that song. There will probably be video.
Huh. Ooh, we don't want to do that to people, do we?
We'll think on it. Anyhow, that's our midweek update for you. We miss you guys. Full episode next Monday.
Monday, woo!
And you want to take us out?
I'm going to take us out with a little Kanye from Good Morning, and I just picked a nice little part that maybe can pertain to Marathon. Just a little bit. It says, from the moments of pain, look how far we done came. Haters saying you changed. Now you're doing your thing. Good morning.
Ooh.